I think up in the Northwest, maybe, there's a distinction.
Oh, is there?
Male, like, they call them woman teachers if it's a woman.
What do they, call them woman teachers?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Hmm. My grandfather knew that.
Is that
time.
So?
Mm-hmm. And, but well, I haven't heard it yet here. So.
No, and all the time I was there, we were all teachers. Mr. Uh-huh. So-and-so is the teacher.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good.
Mrs. So-and-so, teacher.
Uh-huh. Just like today. At a wedding, the man who stands up for the groom is...
Best man.
And the women that are helping out the bride are called...
Bridesmaids.
Uh-huh. And are there any other terms for best man that you know?
No.
How about for bridesmaids?
For bridesmaid, well, there's a matron of honor.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
Okay. And people that are related to you are your...
Relatives.
Do you ever have any other words for that?
A lot of people say kin folks.
Mm-hmm. But around here, do they say that? Have you heard that?
No.
No?
I haven't heard it too much.
You've heard of that?
I've heard it, though, because of the background of my family. They're Southern, and that's
uh-huh.
a Southern expression.
Uh-huh. Do you notice any other Southern expressions that you've kept in your speech? The things that you think are Southern?
Well, like I grew up down at Clint, and a lot of those people were from Mississippi.
Hmm.
And they would say tote for take.
Uh-huh.
And let's see. Trying to think of any. I've kind of forgotten some of the things they used to say. But there were a lot of Southern expressions there.
Mm-hmm.
But here, we're more Western, I think.
Mm-hmm.
At least, I don't hear the real deep Southern accent.
What do you think is the difference? What is your perception of the difference between the Western speech and the Southern speech?
Well, the Southern speech, I think they have certain ways that they say things, while the Western speech sort of, now they may have a few Spanish words in there,
mm-hmm.
But they more or less speak like you read a book. You know, they don't have their ways of saying things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sort of like the Negroes talk. You know, you get that in the South.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let's see. People who are not related to you would be called?
Not related? Friends.
Okay. What kind of houses do you find in El Paso?
Well, you don't find wooden ones, I assure you. It's against the fire code.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
So that's why.
You find brick, but they do not allow adobe houses to be built in the city any longer.
Huh.
And why, I don't know, but I guess, I don't know. But there's nothing cooler or nicer than a good adobe house.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are brick or some kind of cinder block plastered over. Let's see, what other kind? That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Brick or brick veneer or cinder block plastered over. A lot of plastered houses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
what kind of style of house is this?
This is a... ranch style from the 50s, and it's a brick veneer.
There's a lot of that in Tucson, too, ranch style.
Yeah, from the 50s. And, you know, this house is set on a lot in such a way that in winter you get the sun coming in the windows, and then when it's summer, those big eaves shade the windows to a certain extent.
Hmm.
So somebody did some planning.
That's
on this
nice.
House.
Oh. That is nice. I'd say the only thing that makes this different from a house in Tucson would be that there's no glitter on your ceiling.